With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging people to get vaccinated against respiratory viruses before cases pick up. The flu shot is widely available, but as WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, getting the COVID vaccine might not be as easy.
There's been a lot of changes to federal guidelines to the COVID-19 vaccines. Until this year, it was recommended to everyone 6 months and older get the updated vaccine each year. The FDA now says those 65 and older, or those 6 months and older and have one high-risk health condition, qualify. The CDC recommendations don't prohibit anyone 6 months and older from getting the shot, but it does call for patients to talk with a clinician about risks and benefits. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has not changed its guidelines and still recommends the vaccine to everyone 6 months and older. Dr. Stephanie Schauer is the Wisconsin Immunization Program Manager.
And at the end of the day, the data, particularly around COVID-19, has not changed, and we do feel that it is continuing to be a vaccine that everyone 6 months of age and older should have the opportunity to receive.
Despite recommendations, vaccine availability varies in the region. For example, the Lincoln County Health Department says its supply is limited and is only offering it to those 65 and older. The Oneida County Health Department is offering it to those 65 and older, as well as people 6 months and older with certain underlying health conditions. Marshfield Clinic has the vaccine available and recommends it for everyone 6 months and older. Schauer says delayed decisions at the federal level has led to confusion and late release of the vaccine in some cases.
We are seeing some changes from earlier in the season where there was some confusion, and we do anticipate that access will be getting better, and as providers are receiving vaccine, that access will open up.
Governor Evers signed an executive order last month requiring insurance companies to continue covering COVID-19 vaccines. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Camp 10 ski area between Rhinelander and Tomahawk suffered a big loss in a fire. According to a Facebook post, word came yesterday the Red T-Bar building had been hit by lightning and was burning. The fire was stopped from spreading further, but the building is a total loss. All the electrical controls for the T-Bar were inside the building, and the T-Bar drive motor was also likely damaged. The ski lift cable needs to be inspected to see what condition it is in. Camp 10 operators say no one was hurt, and the rest of the ski area was not affected. The Community Blood Center is putting out an urgent call for blood donations. The CBC says its inventory recently dropped to just a two-day supply of O positive and even less of O negative. That's well below what is needed to meet anticipated patient needs in the coming days. The CBC says type O blood inventory remains critically low after a patient in a hospital CBC supports triggered a massive transfusion protocol late Tuesday. That's when patients need rapid and substantial transfusions to manage severe blood loss. The hospital needed an extra 16 type O units on top of regular deliveries from CBC to restock. The CBC is asking people with type O blood to make an appointment to donate. You can do so by visiting communityblood.org or by calling 800-280-4102. Wisconsin's elk season opens Saturday. 13 hunters participating in the state-administered hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 26,000 applicants. Fees paid by those applicants contribute directly to the future of the state's elk population. For each $10 application, $7 goes to elk management. This is Wisconsin's eighth elk hunt since the reintroduction of elk to the state. A new report shows federal laws like the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act and the Inflation Reduction Act have fueled clean transportation progress in Michigan and nationwide. More from Crystal Blair.
The report is from the research firm Atlas Public Policy. In Michigan, more than 1,400 EV charging stations have been installed, and billions in federal funds have created over 26,000 jobs. Tina Hodges with Atlas Public Policy says one key part of the clean transportation effort is making sure drivers feel confident they can get where they're going.
We found large benefits with cleaner air, new manufacturing jobs, and transportation benefits, affordable ways to get around. So where we are right now is this is a key moment for Congress to decide whether they'll continue to fund these clean transportation programs.
The programs expire next September. However, opponents warn the costs are steep and that rural communities could be left behind as the shift toward public transit, walking, and biking often benefits urban areas more than others. Critics also question whether the power grid can handle the added load as more drivers plug in. Crystal Blair reporting.
For the first time in more than a decade, the number of states with rates of obesity of 35% or more has dropped, an encouraging sign that America's epidemic of excess weight might be improving. But cuts to federal staff and programs that address chronic disease could endanger that progress, according to a new report released Thursday. 19 states had obesity rates of 35% or higher in 2024, down from 23 states the year before, according to an analysis of the latest data collected by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC data was analyzed by the nonprofit group Trust for America's Health. The group's analysis follows a CDC report last year that found that the overall rate of obesity in the U.S. is high but holding steady, affecting about 40% of the population. Both Wisconsin and Michigan had obesity rates that remained above 35%. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.